Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Shiel, and we're going to talk
Hi.
about dark personalities.
Okay.
So David's been delving into a book by Dr.
Now,
Karen Mitchell.
Dr. Karen Mitchell, I've been reading her PhD thesis.
Sounds really boring, but interesting.
Well, it's interesting. Like, being a counselor, it's interesting because you come across clients regularly, and as a naturopath too, who have who either might be a dark personality or maybe a victim of those people.
So, can I ask if someone had a dark personality, would they actually recognize that in themselves?
Right. Well, firstly, let's say this might be triggering for some people. So, if you do feel upset or triggered, get professional help. You can come here. I'm a counselor. Madonna's a naturopath, and we can help with these types of things. But
Yeah.
also, there's helplines available online. But we've got so basically, what she's done is that there's in counseling psychology, there's a bit of a argument or maybe misconception about the dark personality types, and the dark and in modern psychology they call them the dark triad, and which is a fairly common thing that you can look up. And basically, they're people who like formally, though, if but these people rarely get diagnosed because they're often so good at it that they'll mostly get away with it.
Right.
And mostly counselors will be dealing with the victims rather than the perpetrators,
Yeah.
right? So we've got and so
So it's unlikely for someone to say, "Hey, David, I've got a dark personality. I want you to help me deal with."
right, because the question you just asked is that are they aware of it?
Yeah.
The nature of them is they tend not to be very self-reflective like normal people.
Yeah.
So normal people, if they're, say, telling lies or something, they'll feel guilty. But the nature of these people, they're so brazen that they just really do it openly and straight out. And so the victims of this style of people, they're like, they get confused about what, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, this happened, no, it didn't. And so denial is one of the things that in general, do you know what I mean? A lot of their lifestyle is about denial. And normal people, which are the normal 90% of people, have a normal range of feelings, but these people tend to have much shallower feelings. Let's read a little bit. So this is basically a
Bit of an overview.
bit of an overview. So dark personality traits reflect manipulative, harmful behaviors like narcissism and psychopathy. Dark energy, oh,
That's me. I put that in there.
I
Dark
don't.
energy is a mysterious force accelerating the universe's expansion.
It's funny, I don't think that's related. But
No.
Karen Mitchell's a leading researcher who has unified these psychological traits into a groundbreaking framework. So the types of things that we're dealing with are narcissism. And with narcissism, Machiavellism, psychopathy, and sadism. But there's also the one that's called sociopathy, which is now called, it's got a different name, antisocial personality disorder. Now, the difference between some of them is that apart from psychopathy, the other ones are able to become a living thing because there are maladaptions made in childhood. So if
Right.
children grow up in a abusive or neglectful environment, they might develop lying just to be safe.
Yes.
Like they'll lie just to be safe. Did you do it? No, because your dad might beat the hell out of you. So you'll lie just to be safe, right? Because some people, so like in a parenting, some parents are so intense that if you do a little thing wrong, whack. Do you know what I mean? And maybe we're not so familiar with that if we didn't grow up around that.
Yeah.
But the thing about psychopathy is that they tend to be born like that, and there's even in the psychological.
Really? So that's what they believe. Psychopaths are born like that.
Well, what they do is they've got the yeah, and they've got these early warning signs for looking at kids. So
Yeah, I've
you know,
seen Damien. Is
well,
that the one where he's possessed by the devil?
yeah, but the problem is that most of what people know about these types of conditions is what you see on TV, which is the extreme end,
Right.
like stalkers who murder lots of people, like multiple. Except really, what the research is finding out is that there's many people who are really high functioning in these things.
Right.
So if they lie, they're very brazen about it. Do you know what I mean? And they'll just, because they don't have the normal, normally, like if I tell a lie, I'll feel guilty about it and
Yeah.
probably go and say sorry to the person if it's an important thing. But they don't, they're just like, because they don't have the same emotional effect as other people. They're very intellectual.
Yes.
Like it's very intellectual and not so feeling related. So it's all intellectually dominated. And the internet's a bit like that too. It's very intellectually dominated, right? And so they trick people by and with ideas rather than letting go of feelings. And so
Yeah.
that's why people, and so a lot of people are attracted to them because it's very useful to have somebody who's just logical,
Yes.
and they don't because we because a lot of the specialists who deal with this, they get people to let's not talk about the feelings and stick to the facts,
Right.
because the victims have feelings a lot, like they're hurt and this and that,
Yeah.
lied to and manipulated and this and that. But the thing is, and because of those feelings, they can't get to the facts, and the people with these types of traits, they have less effect, less feeling, empathy, and so they don't operate on that. So a lot of people like them because they'll give you very logical answers to things, goal orientated, except the problem is they don't consider those intellectual decisions and the emotional effects they'd have on people. So let's go through a little bit of this. So down here, so Karen Mitchell's research, and you can find her PhD online, and she's made it available. So if you just look
But
up,
you said she's also got some videos.
she's got videos too, yeah, and well, there's some very good videos. And so part of the thing she says is that what she's done with this that's made it different from other studies is that she interviewed, because a lot of the information they get about these things come from criminologists
Right.
and from forensic.
Okay.
Right. So what she did instead is that she interviewed a whole bunch of people like FBI profilers, cult deprogrammers, domestic violence experts, psychologists, counselors, and police. And what she did was able to get a lot of, and the victims as well, she was able to get a lot of feedback about the types of people who aren't the ones we see on TV,
Right.
who are more, live every day in society. And it's a secret, and if you don't keep it a secret, you get in trouble. And so, so with these three things, like with these personality disorders, there are things like narcissism, psychopathy, antisocial personality disorder, and maybe what's that one? Borderline personality
Yes.
disorder. And so she's identified common traits across them, because even though they all have slightly different in terms of personality disorders, there's different traits that make a difference between a narcissistic person, a psychopath, and someone with antisocial personality disorder or borderline. So they have differences. But what she did, which is really unique, and she worked with meta studies and everything was there, and she worked out what was common. And this is a bit unusual. It's like not such a normal thing. And so she's worked out that they use all different types of, so she's found common traits across psychopaths, narcissists, toxic leaders, coercive controllers, suggesting they're all subsets of a dark personality type.
Right.
And
It's easy
so,
to spot those on TV these days.
well, the thing is about it is that,
I'm not talking actors either.
oh well, they're everywhere. And so some of the traits, like she'll say, like in narcissism, excessive self-focus, entitlement, and a lack of empathy. Now entitlement is a funny thing, because it actually means that you're entitled to control people and dominate them because you think you're superior, whereas normal people have a reflective humility. And they'll kind of cross, they won't, well, I don't want to be the person to dominate everyone with my ideas, but I'll take a more broad perspective and consider all the points of view. Machiavellianism, strategic manipulation, deceit, and exploitation. Psychopathy, impulsivity, callousness, and antisocial behavior. And sadism, enjoying the suffering of others. Now, the thing is, those things all cross over a bit, because what she's found in the studies is that these styles of people all use the same tactics. They like lie, manipulate, gaslight. And the violence part is only with a small percentage, which is what the media focuses on. Whereas these styles of people are throughout society, and maybe they're a small percentage, but when you add up those different types of personality disorders, they, because they're all about 1 or 2% of society, but when you add them up, they add up to nearly 10%, which is 1 in 10. And it might be, even if it was 1 in 5, that's a lot of people, right? It's a lot of people who are doing harm, and a lot of the research before was done on prison population. But Robert Hare, who did the original psychopathy test, his first book he did about them, but his second book was called Something in Suits, Snakes in Suits, maybe, because they realized that they were actually in positions of leadership. And she found that these are found across leadership positions, like CEOs, like teachers, anyone who has access to vulnerable people, they might go into that career so that they can do their business there. If they, you know, but the thing is that it's a very complex topic.
But that's what she says, that toxic triad is the toxic leadership, the abusive relationships, and predatory behavior. That's the
And
trio.
they're common. And if you read the PhD or listen to some of the videos, she actually outlines quite clearly what the tactics are and how the tactics are common amongst all these types of people. Because they're all brazen when they lie. They're just like, they lie straight to your face. And because they don't have the same feelings as other people, when they, most people would be nervous when they're doing that, but they're just straight-faced. Like, I've seen people straight-faced harming people and they're just completely still. Whereas other people would be emotional when there's a really a situation where people are getting hurt, but they're just still. And I've seen that, so it's like
Interesting.
interesting.
And how can people protect themselves, so is it protection we need, or is it recognition?
Well, the recognition is the first stage, and because most people who are victims, actually, most people don't know about enough of it, and that's how they get away with it, knowing that people don't have it. Takes a long time to understand even what's going on.
Which makes me wonder if people are attracted to that same personality combo, even if they aren't recognizing the fact that they've been abused. Like, if you go from one relationship, is there something about that personality that's attractive to someone?
Because
I suppose they've got strength, they're probably quite dynamic.
They, and they don't get emotional about things, so that, oh, that's really practical. And it's and she also talks about this. She doesn't like looking at the positive traits because they are useful. They're useful in positions like so there's that argument, because she'll go, because one example they give is that you're better off having a doctor who is not scared to cut you open, right? Because a lot of people would be, oh, I don't want to do that. So, but then they find that the people with the darker personalities, they might just make mistakes and not care. So it's universally a bad problem, even though at first it might, like, for example, narcissistic people do love bombing. They all do love bombing. So when you first meet them, they're the most wonderful person and they're like this, that, but really they're just getting information to manipulate with lately. And then there's, you know, and because people say there's a spectrum, but she says not, there's this type. They're either that or they're normal. But there is a bit of a spectrum too, because everyone lies a little bit. Like, everyone loses it sometimes.
There's like some of the things. So I've just got a little list here of some of the major traits. So how to recognize. So charm is followed by manipulation. So people can be really charismatic. So I always say to, and it's predominantly women, but I'm having a hell of a lot more men these days who are seeing me who are being abused as well. And I say, you're not going to recognize it initially because people want to be in that position where, well, in a new relationship, you want to be loved, you want to be cared for, you want to be charmed. You want someone to be charming. So it's really by the time you're deep into that relationship and you've got the dog and you've got the apartment and all of a sudden
So
it's
that's
harder
not,
to
and
get
so
out.
that back and forth, like, normal people don't have these big highs and lows. So they go from being So they often say if they're being really nice, be careful because that'll break in a minute. So being nice can be, when they're being nice, it can be a red flag.
Yeah, it can lead to guilt or control or
No,
something
it's
else.
like they're setting something up. They're
Oh,
being really
right.
nice because how positive, intermittent reinforcement they call it. So what it is, it's nice sometimes, and then you cop the other thing, and
Right.
then nice again. And so if you're a child in that thing, it's very confusing.
Poor
And
little darlings. Yeah, poor three,
yeah,
six
so
year old.
and then if you don't, and then if people don't comply to their dominance, dominance is one of the main things, dominance, control, then they cut off the love bombing, and then the people are desperate to get that back. And if it's your mum or your dad, it's like, oh, they're really nice yesterday, but today they're not. So it's like they become people pleasers because they learn to have to deal with the moods of the dark personality type. And a lot of people can live with it. If you're fairly tough, you might be able to live with it because there's goods with every, there's good about all people. So I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, but they say it's very difficult for these people to change, even if they want to, because, but they say the ones that aren't permanently like that, it's come from childhood trauma and maladaptions, they can change because they're only like that because that's was the only way to survive as a child. And when you hear about these stories about people getting beaten up as kids and, really, really neglected to the point of,
Abused, yeah.
well, what is it? It's like the thing, the word is validated.
Yeah.
So they don't feel validated.
Yeah.
And that's really
And I,
hard.
you know, we had some kinesiology training this morning, and I had a couple of boys in the clinic. And they yesterday, and they had stood up for their mother. And I think they've been copping a barrage of abuse from family members because they had stood up for their mother. And I thanked them. I said, "Thank you so much. You know, your job on the planet is to look after the women in your life. So thank you so much for standing up and doing that when she was being
Well, the
abused."
thing is, the other thing about this style of people that they're really quite charming. And so that, and they also recruit other people. So what happens is that when the victim finally talks out about it, nobody believes them. And then you need like really detailed. So if this is happening,
So you're opposite of the wolf who,
what they do
the boy
recommend
who
is
cried wolf.
keeping a diary about what happened. So that's the best defense is to keep a diary with dates and what happened. And not to, it's
And that
only,
helps with the gaslighting because gaslighting's one of their favorite tools as well.
well, gaslighting is really hard to understand, isn't it? Like, can you explain what gaslighting is?
Well, with you, when you see something happening in your with your own eyes, but someone tells you it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the simple way.
You
Yeah,
know,
well.
so and that is happening all, like, let's look at the last 5 years. The whole world was gaslit
In a sense.
in a sense. So, you know, just about every country in the world threw out their pandemic rules and went with something new, just a bit of fun.
Wow.
But it is very interesting that these people just feel that they are better or more entitled or, you know, whatever that is. Like, I'd love to get in their brains and have a bit of it myself.
Oh no, I don't think I want to get in there, but
No.
if the other thing is they're very persistent.
Yeah.
Like they want they'd rather do that than actually change to be,
Yeah.
because they're normally not joyful people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're because they're very focused and goal orientated. And
Yeah.
this is what people don't understand. They've got goals, right? And they're like goals to get their way, and it doesn't matter who's in the way,
Yeah.
crash, right? And so they're goal orientated, which
So
is
let's just have
interesting.
a look at a, just a couple of little things that people can do to protect themselves.
Mainly to
But like
keep.
the overall thing is that these people, we've got to watch for patterns of deceit. You've got to see when they don't have any empathy. Like if you injure yourself and they're not helping you, why aren't they helping you?
Right.
You know, and the emotional control, you know, when people are threatened with, you know, a lack of money or a lack of food
Oh,
or a lack
threats.
of support or a lack of car or, you know, so many people are in this position where they're, threatened
Because a lot of it, but a
regularly.
lot of it's very subtle, and it's not, and so physical aggression isn't a lot of part of it. There is in the violence of the sexual abuse stuff, But in the normal everyday stuff, these people they keep jobs for a reason.
Yeah.
Like they're in the corporate world too, as well as the family
Oh,
world,
they'd be awesome
as
in the
well as the...
corporate world. They'd be those people that go, "Oh, we need to get rid of 200,000 staff. Done."
Right, so and
You
yes, so
know,
they
you
employ,
want those
but
people in
they
that
well they
position.
employ people like that because they don't have the feelings of,
Yes.
because normal people find that very hard.
Yes.
And so that's a sad thing that they're employable, because really,
Yeah.
in what, but they do the same thing in the corporate environment, that they recruit others to their
Yeah.
side, they charm everybody except their targets.
Yeah.
And the thing is that a common factor is they're nice to everyone, they only have one or two targets,
Yeah.
because they just like doing that. They actually enjoy it. They get some sort of pleasure
Pleasure
out
out
of
of it.
dominating, out
Yeah.
of controlling people, because they feel... I was trying to think of something out of a paper. It says that, because I don't understand power very well,
Yeah.
so by dominating people, they get power, which makes them feel good.
Well, if they've been abused as a kid, they want to feel, and because a lot of these kids will have a high ACE score, I'm sure.
Yeah, so
So if
and
they've had a high ACE score, a horrible childhood for whatever reason, then they will want control as an adult.
right, because that's a safety thing as a child, but in adulthood, it's maladaptive.
Right.
Because nobody wants to be controlled, everybody wants freedom. And people who come from well-differentiated families, they have interdependent relationships. No one's
Right.
controlling anybody. They're all give and take. Whereas these people have a lot more take than give, right? And so, and it's also, but they're also very charming. So they're often in high positions of society. They might be family members who are in control of everyone else. Because they're in families, they're in corporate situations, they'll be in politics.
Yeah.
And so learning about what,
Unelected bureaucrats.
but no, but it's not anyone. So to go, this group is wrong because they're throughout society.
I'm joking.
No, I know, but it's like, yeah, sure, they're there, but so are the people they're serving, and so are the people who are their managers. They're all about it. And they're in every part of society, because we often get shown in the media really poor people who do it, and criminals. But the main group are in the normal everyday society. Like they get married, they have girlfriends, they have kids, they have jobs, and the ones that are very high functioning, everyone thinks they're lovely, except the one or two people who are their targets. Anyway, so let's have a look at the positive side, how to protect yourself.
Trust your gut. This is one I don't agree
Right.
with, but I don't agree with only because that gut emotion can be stopping you from doing stuff as well. However, I've never been in a highly abusive
Right.
situation.
So
So
I'll give you an example from the PhD, and also from nearly, so a lot of researchers who deal with psychopathy especially, is that people who get badly hurt, and I won't mention the really horrible types, they didn't trust their gut. And they went along with this person. And if they had have trusted their gut, if, no, this person feels weird, and looked at the red flags, they mightn't have got in those situations. But people are naive, because most people just want to get on with their life. They don't want to study this. And
And when I have women who have often left marriages, and again, I've got both men and women, so for
No,
me,
but
I'm
no,
seeing it across the board.
there's more men in these categories than there are women.
Because what I often find after they've left, actually, it's often the man who leaves, which
Right.
is really interesting because they just go off and,
Right.
have sex with their secretary and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it's sort of like I say, so once they tell me that their husband, I know they're unqualified, but they say he was a narcissist or a psychopath or a sociopath or something. And I say, how long into the marriage did you realize it? Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a year, sometimes, but
Right.
it's not a long time.
Yep.
It's never a long time. It's like the defenses come down once, the marriage has happened. They're
Once
in
they,
there.
well, they say, Kara, she says, once they've got a bit of paper signed, once they've got connection to the person, that's when they start. Like often it'll be really romantic, marriage bang.
And one of my clients, her mum said, "You made your bed, you sleep in it." So she knew within weeks.
Right.
And of course, that was 50 years ago. So, people are much more likely to. Anyway, another one, set clear boundaries. Be firm and consistent. Don't negotiate your values and to or tolerate disrespect.
Yeah,
Some people don't know
good in
what their,
theory,
yeah, some people don't know what their boundaries are as well.
but that's very hard to do. Once you're in it, it's very hard to reset your boundaries
Yes.
because they take boundaries as a threat, right? See, if you set boundaries, they claim to be victims,
Right.
right? They claim
Yeah.
to be victims. See, as soon as you try to pull
That's
them up,
clever.
they become victims,
Right.
right? They use what's called DAVO, which is deny, accuse, reverse, victim, and offender.
Right.
DAVO. And that's used very commonly.
Right. Limit emotional exposure. Avoid sharing vulnerabilities or personal details that could be weaponized. This young man yesterday, he actually said that his favorite thing to do is to isolate. So, because there's been a few abusive relationships that he has been
Isolate.
watching his parents.
Well, they become isolated.
No, he isolates himself so that, because for him it's easier to get out of the room when, you
Yeah,
know, you're
so
seeing
that
it.
so that's a good thing to have a space, create space so that, because once they go, they keep going. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? And they won't stop if you ask them to. They're
Yeah.
just like, they're on a roll then. But what's that one? Limit exposure. There's something in psychology called grey stoning.
Gray stoning.
Grey stoning, and what it is when that person's there, you don't give them any information. You
Right.
don't give any no feelings. Doesn't it say that? You don't.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of people that I grey stone, so I have to see them because they might be family members, but I just don't give them any information anymore because you know
Brilliant.
from the past that any information you gave was used to manipulate you back. So it's called grey stoning, where you just, hello, how's it going? Yeah, I got to go now. Yeah, you do that, but I'll, and so you don't engage except on a superficial level. That's
Yeah.
great. And that's one way of protecting
Gray
yourself.
stoning. There's a new one for us all. This one you mentioned before, document interactions. This talks about in professional or legal context, keeping records to protect yourself from gaslighting or false accusations. I know one of my
Well,
friends,
falsely accused is one of their master
yeah,
strokes.
and one of my good friends, she is such a record taker. Any job she's ever been at, she has always made such good notes that twice in legal challenges against bosses, she's been able to show her diary and prove that they were lying.
Yeah. So diary's the best way. And that's very hard to do because the other problem is if you've been traumatized, it's very hard to sit down and write about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's good to sit, get with a counselor or someone or a good friend
Maybe in these
and
days.
help document it because it's very hard to do that yourself because sometimes you can't even face.
These days, there's a lot of AI tools.
Oh, that's a
So, a
good
lot of,
point.
you know, and I know AI is the devil, it's dark matter, haha. But, you know, so with your ChatGPT or Bing bot or whatever it is, you can actually press a little microphone. You'll need a boy to get it working for you. I can't get mine working. But, you know, basically, there is a way. I've got a client and she goes to a doctor and he presses that at the beginning of the consult. So then they can talk. He can look her in the eye. She said it's the nicest thing because instead of like in the past where he's writing notes, now at the end of the appointment, he prints it out from the AI. It ignores everything personal because that's not relevant in a doctor's situation. And it writes an overview of everything that they've said.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So it's very clever. So, and I was showing David before, you know, in my 2.5 hour kinesiology training session this morning, I did press the little AI overview button. Man, it's so good.
Oh, I thought what that was. That was absolutely brilliant.
It's sort of ridiculous because as I was reading each paragraph, I'm like, that wasn't all here. That's from the entire 2.5 hours that it put together in a nice, neat little,
That was
it's very
incredible.
cool. Anyway. Sort of cool. Anyway, document interaction. So writing things down, but maybe get AI or something to help you out
Or a
when your
person.
brain's a
It's
bit
good.
frazzled.
No, because the reason a person is, if you're going to try to deal with this stuff,
Or sending texts to a friend, potentially,
yeah,
you
but
know, someone
also
that you can
a lot of
trust.
these people will get into your phone and delete anything
Oh,
they don't
yeah,
want.
okay.
So
Yep.
it's good to have a person when you're going through a change, whether it's a counselor or maybe a friend. But often the problem is if someone's been in one of these situations for a long time, everyone's kind of sick of them
Yeah.
because no one understands what's really happening and
Oh,
they
it
have
doesn't
to.
matter. It's still hard being that person's go-to person.
It's hard
Yeah.
because people get caring fatigue and
Yeah.
but if you might be able to get a good value counselor to try to help you.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, so don't try to fix or argue with them. They thrive on chaos and control. So pulling them up's really
You got
hard.
to get smart.
You've got to get smart.
Balance that chaos and control. Seek support. Yeah, so this is what David was saying. Talk to trusted
Oh,
friends,
there you go.
therapists, and support groups. Isolation makes you more vulnerable.
Right. And
And
even if they don't isolate you, like
yeah.
some do, they control your friends and they say the wrong things to them. But people often end up isolating themselves,
Yeah.
right? Just because of the shame of it.
Yeah.
Is that especially if it's someone who's younger or someone who's a girl and you're a boy, it's pretty
Yeah.
embarrassing that you're
Yeah.
getting dragged over the coals.
It's
But
pretty awful.
the nice
Yeah.
thing is, if you can find a nice therapist to help you through, but also be careful of pulling them up, because once they're exposed, like they'll try to cover, they won't,
Right.
right? They're not, it's not a safe position to be in, exposing them very outwardly.
Yeah.
Unless they're reason, but some people are stuck in that position from their childhood
Yeah.
and they'd really like to change. And often there's like people in the same group holding them in that position,
Yes.
not letting them free, because they all manipulate each other too
Yeah.
when they're recruiting supporters.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the dark triad.
And then the last one, educate yourself.
Yeah, which
That we'll
exactly.
finish off.
So what's our chicky babe's name again? Dr.
Dr.
Joni
Karen.
Mitchell.
Dr. Karen Mitchell.
Dr. Karen Mitchell. Yeah, no, that's cool. And it's
And it's worth it, but she's also got some videos. She said this has only come out recently, and it's one of the most interesting things I've ever read, because it goes through the strategies, the types, and you see that all these types of personalities have almost identical. So whether they're called a psychopath, a narcissist, antisocial, or even have not a full-blown thing of that, even having
yeah.
a bit of that, the tactics are all the same. They
Yeah.
all lie, they all cover up. And what do they say? The reason that you've got to be careful about dealing with them, because you know what they say, the cover-up is often worse than the crime.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to be caught out, so it's
On the Enneagram, the eight is the person, it's the controller, but it's also the protector. So sometimes these people, and I know you've mentioned this, is that sometimes they will be absolutely protective for the people in their world who are the same as them.
That's right, because they, and that's because they identify with each other. So just like people who have ADHD, you'll have empathy for them,
Yeah.
because if you've got ADHD, you're like, oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
But they're a bit like that. There's this funny sort of intellectual incompatibility,
Yeah.
because they all do understand why they don't have any feelings when they're hurting people. They all understand why they'll rarely say sorry. Do you know what I mean? The victim says sorry a lot. That's another common thing. They're not
Right.
sorry, because they, because if they lie, if you tell a lie, oh, that didn't happen, what have you got to be sorry for? Or if you
Yeah.
make up a story that makes it sound different, so it's not your fault, you won't say sorry either.
And as kids,
Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
did we ever hear really about elder abuse when we were kids? Was it a thing the way
No,
it
I
is
don't think
these
so.
days?
Most of the research on this stuff fairly, you know, the good research is
Right.
fairly new. It's
Yeah.
like the adverse childhood experiences, the ACE questionnaire and studies. They only started in like 1999, the first paper came out. So it's only 25 years old, and it takes a long time for things to disseminate into society. Like, it's taken 25 years to get it where it's something that you can talk about and people will kind of get it.
Yeah. And
And
again, I know.
before that, it was like, no, kids will be all right.
Yeah.
Except
Yeah. Kids are pretty
we
resilient.
had the scandals of the religious people and the all the types of scandals where groups were, well, you see them on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. So the ACE study, you know, it's about abuse, emotional, mental, sexual neglect, emotional and physical, and household dysfunction, you know, so parental separation, substance abuse, mental illness, incarceration, domestic violence. So, and there's a score from 0 to 10, and it's not a bad idea to do it at some stage.
But
It's just about an
often the
idea.
adults have high ACE scores, so it's very hard. So, you know, if you're dealing with if you someone you're
With
trying
the
to
triad,
yeah if you're
yeah.
trying to help one of these people, often you'll be mixed up, because there's two things going on,
Yeah.
because they are actually victims from their early life, and now they're adults who are perpetrators now, but they're still kind of victims at the same time in a lot of
Yeah.
cases. So it's really hard to find a balance with that. because if you're just outright, you've done this, they were like these types of personalities are less likely to be in counselling unless they're mandated.
Yeah, so with a high ACE score, just thinking about that triple whammy of the dark triad, you know, they can end up with because it shuts down the frontal cortex, sort
It does,
of.
no, but it's an amygdala thing. People with psychopathy have got a damaged amygdala. It doesn't work properly.
Did you know that women's amygdalas get bigger if they have bad PMT?
Right. Yeah,
Like it
so,
actually makes us more
right.
emotionally
And I think people with
heightened.
psychopathy have, no, emotionally, no, they've got, it's not as developed because they're not feeling, they're not. There's a couple of things. It's about the amygdala, though, and the pre. And then, if you've got childhood abuse, now you've got a prefrontal cortex and an amygdala problem, which is like a double whammy, right? So not only you can't control what you're doing, but you can't get up to this part and be sorry or whatever it is. It's like, I didn't do that. I wouldn't do something like that. It's like, yeah, you did actually.
So again, the higher risk of re-victimization and perpetration in adulthood,
Yeah.
challenges in relationship trust and self-worth, increased likelihood of risky behaviors like smoking, overeating, unsafe sex addictions.
And ironically, because they don't have the feelings, their feelings have been broken in childhood. They do those intense things to feel alive, it says in the literature. Like they'll go out and do this wild stuff because they don't feel anything. And then they can feel something. It's so sad.
And healing is
So,
always
so sad.
possible. I believe that healing, but you know, one of my guys recently, I gave him a really highly discounted price, and then he came and said, "Oh, I just can't afford." And I'm like, "Okay, you can't help some people." Anyway, he was playing the victim just quietly. So, okay,
Well,
so that's a bit of an
that was
overview.
really interesting. So, you know, if you have any problems, give us a call. We can help. And
Distance healings with kinesiology if we need.
Zoom if you can't make it
Zoom
in.
for holistic
And
counseling, not yeah.
my price is a half price till Christmas, and
Bloody
maybe a
awesome.
bit after. So I'm doing hour and a half sessions for $75
Which
at
is
the moment.
ridiculously cheap.
It's the cheapest in town.
And it's unlimited.
And probably through the holidays.
Okay. Cool, everyone. Have a good one. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you kindly. Bye.
Hey.